Transparency, What's Your Story with Mr. Jean? This podcast takes you through the lives of people who have had transparent moments with life, love, and loss. More importantly, they found their triumph through their tribulations. I'm your host, Mr. Jean. I'm an entrepreneur, singer-songwriter, motivational speaker, but more importantly, I'm happy that you decided to stop by and listen to this episode. Hey, my transparent people, how you guys doing? It has been a second since I've been so close and up close with you all, but I'm so happy to be with you guys here today. Today's episode has a young lady that you have been requesting for a while through DMs and messages. We finally put it together. I've got Miss Rhoda Mason. If you've not heard of her, I promise you'll be happy knowing her at the end of this episode. Hey, were you guys aware that Monday Motivation Volume 1 is now available? That's right. You asked for it. I did it. 10 Monday motivations that can help stimulate you, motivate you, start your day off, as well as put you to sleep. You just have to go and click on the bio or go to the liveexperienceonline.com. Click on the product store and get your Monday Motivation Volume 1. Don't delay. Get it now. Hey, before I get into what we are going to discuss this week, I want to let you guys know a couple of things. One, we actually have a Facebook family that we are building here at Transparency. It's a private page, but I'm offering it to you. So the first 100 people that sign up will be able to actually speak to me. Some people don't like the telephone number. This way, you can just send in your question to me, and I'll be able to respond directly to you through this podcast. It is on Facebook. It's Transparency, What's Your Story with Mr. Jean. Sign up today. I want to be able to speak to transparent people, answer questions, and have the dialogue that we all need to have in this journey of what we call life. So sign on up today. Be part of the tribe. Be part of the family on Facebook at Transparency, What's Your Story with Mr. Jean. Hey, my transparent people, how you guys doing? It has been a second since I've been so close and up close with you all, but I'm so happy to be with you guys here today. Today's episode has a young lady that you have been requesting for a while through DMs and messages. We finally put it together. I've got Miss Rhoda Mason. If you've not heard of her, I promise you'll be happy knowing her at the end of this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, today I have with me a young lady that was requested by you to be on the show. That's right. I reached out a couple of weeks ago. I said, who should be on the Transparent Podcast? And this young lady kept coming up over and over and over again. So today I have from Distinct Physique Fitness in Sacramento, I've got Miss Rhoda Mason on the line with me. Welcome to the show, Rhoda.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm truly honored. This is amazing.
Look, I only use first names because I know sometimes people, you know, kind of want to know, you know, how this came about. But on my show, Transparency, I open it up because I want my followers to really feel connected to the show. And there are people that they believe that have stories that need to be heard. And one of your friends or clients, Brenda, said, you got to have Rhoda on the show. She said, but she would not tell me why. She just said, I think she'd be great to be on the show because she has a story. So first and foremost, thank you for giving me your time today. I know you have had a crazy day. Ladies and gentlemen, she starts her morning at 3 a.m. She started today she started at 3 a.m. because her clients come in at 4:30 a.m. But that's how much of a heart that she has for what she does as being a trainer. And we're going to get into all that today, ladies and gentlemen. But right now, Rhoda,
Yes.
We have all the time in the world today, and we're going to just dissect this down. So my question to me is,
great.
What has been your journey to get you here? I'm going to sit back if I'm, you'll probably hear a yeah, or I may stop you, but I'm now really interested. Tell me your story.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. So my story really begins, I feel, when I was 14. I was on my own at 14. I was really forced to grow up very quickly. Sister and I moved from Texas to California, and we just had a real hard time taking care of ourselves in the beginning. She was old enough to move out on her own, and I was not. I was very lucky to have met this wonderful family who took me in, who already had two kids of their own. But I started working at 15 to really support my way, trying to finish high school. And so having to work and just know that I had to take care of myself. I've always had that work ethic, and I always wanted to better myself. I never could sit still or look back at the past. I always had this drive to move forward. Wow. And so I did.
Okay. All right. Now I got a question then. I do have a question, because what gets interesting to me right off the bat is, what made you leave at 14?
It was difficult. We had a lot of family issues. My sister and I were living with my dad at the time. He had recently divorced from my stepmom. And looking back, you know, we didn't have the best family atmosphere growing up. And at 14, I was molested by my father and taken away from him. And they said I could live with a friend or I could go to a foster family. And foster family just scared me to death. I stayed with a friend for a couple weeks, and then their family was going on vacation, and they said, you just can't stay here anymore. We're sorry. So at that point, I had nowhere to go.
So with my your sister?
My sister was still with my dad. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to, to understand. So your sister and you chose, you and your sister left 14. And she decided then she was able to get her own place, or did how did you guys do that?
Yeah, so we moved to California. My mother, who hadn't been in our lives since we were young, like 5 years old, said she would meet us in California and we could live with her. Okay. Well, that lasted 6 months and she took off. She said, I'll come for you. And she never came back. She gave me a bogus address, bogus phone number, and never came back. My sister had already gone and got her own apartment living with friends, and I was just kind of stuck. And that's when I met my neighbors. They had taken me in and gave me a place to stay.
Wow. So how was it with your neighbors for that transitional period of living with them?
You know what? They were wonderful. Like I said, they had two small kids, a two-year-old and a seven-year-old, and I fit right in. I would babysit, do things around the house to kind of earn my keep. You know, I always felt like I was an outsider. So it was hard, but at the same time, it was better than the alternative, living on the street somewhere, which I had no clue what to do. And they were fantastic. I mean, I call them mom and dad to this day because they truly are my mom and dad. They taught me a lot about work as well. They owned their own business, so I would also work for them to earn some money. So it was fabulous. I'm still, you know, really close contact. We see each other almost every week. Yeah, my family.
I love the fact that those that see a need are able to fill that need, and that you have kept such a relationship with them. What type of business do they have, since you have such a strong work ethic? Because we're going to get into that today, I promise you that. But what type of business did they have, and what lessons did they show you from that business?
They owned a carpet cleaning business, so they would go out, clean homes, not just cleaning carpets, but they would clean HUD houses, foreclosures, and get them ready for resale. And what I also helped, not only doing the manual work, would be the office work as well. So setting up appointments, invoicing. So very young, she was teaching me the office type and back end of how to run a business. And so I feel like I really learned a lot about that when I opened up my own business, and I took on a lot of those skills. So
wow, you had training right off the bat of how to run your own business. That's amazing.
I did. And, you know, I didn't know it at the time. You know, looking back, it's like, oh, wow. You know, and it was just what happened. You know, it wasn't ever intentional. And looking back now, I thank her every day for everything she's done for me. I'm truly blessed because my life could have been completely different without her.
And so from there, from, you know, 14, you moved in with this family, was working with their business. I imagine high school. Oh, I get a chuckle from high school. Okay, so what happens next?
So I met a boy. I had never dated anyone before. When I was 17, I met this guy I started dating, and I ended up moving in with him. And so in my senior year, so about a year into that relationship, I got pregnant.
Okay.
So, and for me, it was the best thing in the world because it felt like I would never be alone again.
Sure.
This child would be someone who would never leave me. And so I had this beautiful daughter at 18. I did have to drop out of high school during Christmas break, but I did end up going back to night school and graduating the next spring. So that was hugely important to me. But yeah, I left him. That relationship got violent.
Okay.
And so at 6 months old, I left and raised my daughter pretty much on my own. And she's 27 now, just turned 27.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, so
yeah,
you had her at 18. Yeah. You went back to school. You did not give up. You made sure to get your education. And
absolutely.
Definitely when it's impressive because more often than not, you hear of situations where women get those signs but don't take the signs as to it's time to go. And so I commend you for the fact when you were able to say, you know what, I think I got to – this is not a safe environment for me. And if you don't mind saying, you know, what were some of those signs that said, I got to go?
You know, he started smoking pot, drinking excessively, and I believe other drugs. I was so young. I didn't know anything about drugs at the time, so it was all new to me. But it did start to get physical. He would throw things, threaten me with a knife. And for the safety of my kid, I'm like, you know, I grew up with this. I was out.
Right, right. So, yeah, it's like, been here, done that, not going to relive this. Time to go. Okay, so
exactly. You
got your own place. You got a job. You have this beautiful daughter who's 27. Now who's 27. Congratulations for that. But what began to change, you know, with now you're having the daughter, you have your own place. What was happening with you?
Yes. I was gaining weight. I was really stressed with money, stressed with, you know, raising a kid on my own, working full time. I actually got two jobs. I was gaining a lot of weight. I was really depressed, high anxiety, really in a bad place. It got so bad, you know, there would be days I wouldn't even leave the apartment or would be able to get up and even play with my own kid. And she's a toddler. I just didn't have the energy or the drive. And I started just gaining a lot of weight. I got to just under 200 pounds. I was a size 18 and just miserable. And I felt like everyone would look at me and judge me and just be disgusted with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know how to break that cycle, you know,
okay.
Because I was working so much on top of it all. It's like, I just didn't know how to take care of myself.
So what changed?
I saw a picture of myself, actually. So mind you, this is back in the day before we had cell phones and selfies and all of that. You actually had to take a picture with a camera and print it out,
right.
Which I tried to avoid at all costs. But my sister had shown me a picture of myself and I was in this tank top and shorts and I was like, are you kidding me? That's me. Like, I had no idea. I had fat rolling over my shorts and I was just so grossed out. And I was like, okay, I have got to change. I joined a gym. I went once, even though I bought a whole year, it was a total waste of money. Again, I thought people were judging me and I didn't know what I was doing, honestly. So I was afraid to get off the treadmill and do anything else. So that vicious cycle happened a couple of times. Mind you, I'm fast food queen. I ate Jack in the Box, Carl Jr., all the fried food at work, you know, candy every day. Like, I did not know how to eat. It was just awful, and I felt awful. So I finally hired a trainer.
Okay.
They gave me the hottest trainer in the gym, which was awful, but probably good at the same time.
Okay, well, why was that a bad thing? Give me that
it
one.
Was because I was so self-conscious. I just didn't want this person who looked so good being grossed out by someone like me. Like, my internal voice was so bad. I mean, I would say the worst things to myself, and I truly believe them. And I felt like everyone else thought that way as well.
Okay. Okay, so this trainer did not work out too well.
Well, I learned a lot, but I didn't keep him around for very long. But I did start reading and getting magazines and teaching myself and getting to the point where I was more comfortable moving away from the treadmill and actually using weights. And I knew what I liked in the physique and what, you know, people in fitness look like and how attractive that was. And I was just determined to get there.
So. Okay. Okay. So your fitness journey from that moment, once you found the weights, once you started shedding the weight, mm-hmm. I can only assume then some other things that you found about yourself that you had to realize along this journey is when did you finally start telling the voices to shut up?
You know, that's hard because they're still there sometimes. They're not as intense, and I still struggle with that, but I know why I do it now, which is different for me.
Okay.
And so what I learned in, because I also went back to get my bachelor's degree and took a couple psychology classes, and I thought that was important because I wanted to know, you know, people aren't just fat because they're lazy. There's a lot of other things that are the reasons behind it, and that's what I was, you know, the
okay.
things I had gone through, the mental state that you're in, you know, plays really into it. And I needed to know how to change that. And so
right.
I started reading some self-help books, you know, doing daily mantras, as well as educating myself in nutrition and in fitness. And so I don't think there was a defining moment. I just kept at it every day. And I told myself, instead of being negative, I'm going to tell myself something positive every day. And it doesn't always happen. It's still not easy. But I got to say, it's way less than it ever was. And I can feel myself if I get in that spiral again, and I know how to pull myself out of it. And that's kind of where I came in wanting to train people and help them, because I see it in them as well.
So. Nice. Nice. So when, okay. What since we're getting on these voices and the psychology, and I definitely commend you for the fact of saying to yourself, you know what, I need to understand myself before I'm understood, and that's such an amazing place to get into. What are the signs that you begin to see when you're like, you know what, I need to speak to myself, I need to speak into myself? What are the signs that you're starting to say, you know what, I'm spiraling out of control here?
I tend to introvert and isolate myself. And I did that for years. I had no friends, no one to turn to, or at least I didn't think I did.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's quite the opposite. I have so many friends that I call my family, and they'll get on me like, where are you? Why aren't you talking to me? You know, and
right.
I know when I start to isolate, and then I'll give myself a day or a few hours or whatever to feel what I'm feeling. But then I know, you know what, I got to get myself back outside, back in front of people. And that always pulls me out of it, is getting back around my friends, my clients, my family, you know, and out of my own head.
Good.
Pretty much.
Good. You know, yeah. The fact that you started seeing the change, but you at least, you have a solution for the problem. And that is, unfortunately, some people don't do that. They'll just like, oh, well, this is me. This is mm-hmm. who I am, not deal with the fact of, hey, you know what? I don't have to stay this way. I don't have to stay down here. I don't have to be an introvert. Mm-hmm. I got people I can call on. And so, I mean, I commend you for that fact. Now, with you, of course, moving into the fitness business, you said, you know, you started liking, mm-hmm. You start liking seeing the change that you were seeing to yourself. What was the first thing that you saw on you that you were like, oh yeah, I'm on my way?
You know what it was? I told you I was a size 18, right?
Right.
And I had bought a size four pair of shorts. and I had packed them away at one point, totally forgot about them, probably moved once or twice, I don't know. And I think it was like 2 years later, I was unpacking, I found that pair of shorts and I put them on and they actually fell off of me. So I didn't even know I had made all those changes. I was just so hard at working at it.
Right.
I was killing myself on cardio and lifting however I could, when I could. And I didn't even realize I had lost all that weight. And then I put those shorts on. And I was like, oh my gosh. And that made me really look at myself for the first time. Cause like I said, I avoided mirrors. I avoided cameras. You know, I didn't want to look at what I thought I saw. And so that was my big moment. And then, yeah, that was huge for me.
That's great. That's incredible. I mean, that's 14 sizes down. Yeah. From, to wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. But of course this journey, you became a trainer and now you've got, Distinct Physique Fitness out there in Sacramento.
Yes,
what made you want to say, you had a work ethic since you were 14. You knew how to run a business. It was ingrained on you. But why did you choose just the fitness business? Because I mean, you could have hired other trainers, but I know if you get up at 4:30 in the morning to work with your clients, mm-hmm. there's a certain amount of passion that you've got to have for this.
There is. At one point, like I told you, I tended to isolate myself. I was working a full-time job and I was like, how am I going to meet people? Like I went to work, I went home, went to bed, and I kind of got really tired of that routine and trying to figure ways to pull myself out of that vicious cycle. I went and applied for a position as a front desk at Gold's Gym, and I worked there for 2.5 years. And people started seeing me work out, and then they were asking me to train them. And I'm like, I'm not a trainer, And the head trainer's like, well, you got a great personality for it. Why don't you? And I was so nervous. I was like, no way. They let me start training some people on the orientations, the free orientation when you sign up for a membership.
Yeah.
And I just loved it. And people just kept asking more and more, I want you, I want you. And I'm like, I was astounded because I'm like, what do I have to offer,
Right.
And I said, well, you know what, before I do this, let me go get certified and know what I'm doing before I hurt someone.
Okay.
And so I did. And then I worked for a trainer for that gym and another gym for a while. And then I realized I'm not making any money at it. And I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2009, I decided to come up with my own name, which was Distinct Physique Fitness. And with a couple dumbbells and resistance bands, I started traveling to people's homes all over Sacramento. Like I was driving everywhere. I did that until about 2012,
okay.
Just whenever I could, like weekends, nights. And then I decided, I need to open up a place where people can come to me and be more stable and build my client base. And that's how that happened.
So how did you come up with the title Distinct Physique Fitness?
It was funny. I remember sitting on my couch in this house I was renting, and I'd been trying to come up with the name for weeks, and I'm just scribbling on this notepad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted something unique, and I knew physique has always been important to me as far as what I knew I wanted to get to and look like. And I don't ever like being like anyone else. And
right.
So finding a unique thing. So like I won't ever buy a car anyone else has or get the latest iPhone. It just drives me nuts. So I started just thinking, okay, what's going to be different that no one else has? And it just came to me one day. I wrote it down. I was like, and I toyed with it for a while and had a few other options. And I was like, nope, this is it. And made sure no one else had the name, and no one did. So it just stuck.
So how many clients I imagine, with your trainers, because ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Sacramento, or if you live in the Sacramento area, you definitely want to check her out. She is also an SGX coach. She works at Spartan. She got Spartan certified. So if you are ready, or if you've ever wanted to try it out, she's definitely a person of interest, as we like to say in the social media area, for you to be able to reach out to. But, how many clients do you have now? What's next for, Distinct Physique Fitness. What's next? What's next on the horizon?
What's next? So building my Spartan community. We do the Spartan tour every year. So it's coming up on September 15th of this year. You know, I can have anywhere between 200 and 700 people out there. So that's huge for me, is continuing to build that community. But I'm also partnering with other professionals to kind of build the wellness community. So partnering with a chiropractor, hopefully in the future, maybe a yoga instructor, and just kind of build a one-stop shop. That's my dream, is a one-stop shop for someone's wellness and well-being.
That's wonderful. Now, with you talking about, you know, wellness and well-being, I imagine you as a trainer have probably had those moments that have been, as I say, the best moments and the worst moments. Because as trainers, we all have those, sometimes on a daily basis, maybe sometimes just minute by minute. But I'm just curious, what was, in the years of which you've been training, what has been your best moment? And what would you say has been one of your worst moments?
My best moment, you know, I tend to not look back so much. So defining those hardest moments, I've had so many. So my hardest moment, you know, it had to do with my daughter. So she lost her first child, and to go through that with her, I think was the most devastating thing ever in my life. My most proud and best moment is making sure that I was there for her, and, you know, I'm the only stable parent in her life, and she now has a 7-year-old daughter. And so for me, that proudest moment is I just went to the Monterey race with my granddaughter, who now runs the Spartan races, and she can keep up with every adult in my adult class every Saturday.
Wow.
So training her to do all the obstacles, she will get on that multi-rig and nail it every single time, and the adults struggle. So she shows them how to do it.
Yeah, I bet she does, especially with those grips. Nobody really likes to grip those sometimes correctly. But that's amazing. Congratulations. Just, I mean, from, from tribulations and trials to triumph, from where you are with Distinct Physique Fitness out there in Sacramento, to me is incredible. And before I get ready to, because I know you got some clients, and I know you got things to do, but I always like to do what is called a rapid fire round. That means I'm going to ask you five random questions. Whatever pops off the top of your head are going to be those answers, and we will go from there. You ready?
I'm ready.
Favorite food?
Lasagna.
Lasagna. vegetarian or with meat?
Oh, the meat.
Okay, got the meat. Favorite candy?
Hershey's chocolate bar.
Hershey's chocolate bar. She likes the chocolate. Watch out, y'all. Yeah, yes, you know how you can tempt
her. I do.
Okay. If you could have any style car, what would it be?
Oh, I already have it. It's a Range Rover.
Range Rover. What made you pick the Range Rover?
You know, I love the style of it. It's so sporty. It's an Evoque. It's little. It's perfect.
That's your style. Okay. Okay.
It's fast.
Okay. I will leave. No, I'm going to leave that on just so they know, but they don't know where in Sacramento you're flying down from the street. So, okay. She drives a Range Rover. That's all I'm going to let them know. Question number four, what is your favorite drink of choice?
My favorite drink. You know what? I drink water, all day long. So water's my favorite drink, honestly. If I don't have my water, I'm cranky.
Got you. Is it just now, you know, because there are some people that are water snobs. I have to admit it. Is it a particular brand of water? Is it Kagan water? Is it, you know, tap water? What is your brand of water?
It's just the regular drinking water in the gallon jug from any store.
All right.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Last and certainly not least, question number five. We get off this podcast, you go outside, you're going to your club over there, Distinct Physique, and as you're opening up the door, a piece of paper blows by, and you look down, and it's a lottery ticket. You pick it up, uh-huh. put it in your pocket. You find out 2 days later, you're the winner of the $10 million. What are you going? What's the first? What are the thing? What are the first three things you're going to do?
I'm going to buy my daughter a house, my mom a house, and then put the rest in for my granddaughter's education.
There you go. All right. Well, look, we know that your daughter will be happy. We know that your mom will really be happy. And your granddaughter, she's going to pick wherever she wants to go to school. That's just wherever she chooses to.
Absolutely.
So, look, I thank you for being on the podcast, for transparency, what's your story. Thank you, for, most importantly, for telling me your story and being transparent and being open to my viewers, because we never know the lives that who we're going to change by the stories of which we tell. So is there anything you'd like to leave with my listeners?
You know what I would like to leave with? You know what? Always look forward and go for your dreams, no matter how hard or, you know, maybe it just doesn't seem like it's possible. Know that there's always a way and you can find that way. So just get out there and take the first step and go for it.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Rhoda Mason, thank you for being on Transparency. As always, ladies and gentlemen, look, if you're in the Sacramento area, or if you need personal training, even online training, look, you can easily check them out. You know, she is online like everybody else. Distinct Physique Fitness. They are on Yelp. She is all over the place. Not difficult. More importantly, she will respond directly. She will personally respond to any email or questions that you have. It'll be her. It's not a bot. It's not anybody. She will give you that personal experience. So, Rhoda, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you again in the future. I want to thank you guys again for tuning in. Every week, I'm actually trying to get better, to present you guys something that is from the heart, more importantly, that you can relate to. Now, Gary Vee says it best, so I'm going to quote him. Sharing these thoughts is like oxygen to me. So if they resonate with you, if you feel that this can benefit somebody, subscribe, share, more importantly, like all my platforms, Instagram, Facebook, thealiveexperienceonline.com. And I look forward to speaking and sharing with you guys real soon. Be well.